Nitzavim Vayelech, Tavshinayin Zayin. Well, once again, we have an interesting set of circumstances here. That the phone rang, and I turned off the recorder to take out the receiver, and I forgot to turn it back on again. So this will be a synopsis, and perhaps that's good. A new briefer. And I'll send the Makoros, and obviously you have the option of looking them over inside, and maybe that'll serve you in better stead. At any event, Atem nitzavim hayom kuchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem, right, roshechem, shivtechem, kol ish Yisrael, tapchem neshechem v'gercha shebekev v'achanecha mechotei v'itzecha, ad shoeid mimecha. That's where the parsha begins. This is also a very interesting way of doing things because I'm in the process of making the beds for our guests for Shabbos. So if I fade in and out, you'll understand why. Excuse me. There's a very fascinating tzeiv that speaks at the beginning of the parsha. He says, "Atem nitzavim." This will be one of the few things I'll actually quote inside. "Atem nitzavim ayom." In other words, Rashi explains that on the fact that this is the parsha that comes on the heels of Parshas Kisavo, and the statement is Atem Nitzavim, and the Jewish people are meant to take heart that in this, that after the hearing, as Rashi says, all the clothes of Parshas Kisavo, they said, who can stand this? Who can manage this? How can we live? We will be able to survive. Which Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem. Listen, a lot of water's gone under the bridge. A lot of water's gone under the bridge. Were we perfect in the Midbar? No, we're standing. So you see that this is really not going to be your end. It's meant to keep you in place. It's meant to rectify your errors when you go off the path, as it were. But it's not your end. But the Nitziv makes it such a fascinating point in that he says that, excuse me, there's more here. Because why wasn't it just written at the end of Parshas Kisavo? Why is it a parsha to itself? Why is it a parsha to itself? It says in the Tzif, because there really is a as it were, a double entendre here. There's a double meaning. It's not only meant to be an epilogue to Parshas Kisavo, but also it's meant to be something unique into itself. And I quote, at least one quote, this is all an appeasement, as we said, Rashi said, etc. El Shehiv Sikva Torah Benasim is a Sidra Mechadosh. It's a new portion to itself, a new Seder. Yes, Sidra to itself. Masher Ba Mizeh Hamaymar Kavona Ve'ika Godol Bahalichos Hashgacha Ladas Bechol Eis Afilu Shelo Beshas HaTochocha. This portion is meant to teach us something not only in terms, not only in terms of to restore people's faith, the fear that perhaps they're doomed, etc., as an epilogue to Parshas Kisavo, but in addition, also this Parsha, this Parsha is meant to give us guidelines, direction, define for us the order of Hashgacha. וזה מה שפיר שקוטו בכל הפרטים ולא הספיק ומה שאומר אתם מצווים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם לאוב רחוב הבריס אלא בא ללמדנו שאין הדין וחשבון של כל אדם שווה ויש בזה ארבע מדרגות ומעלס האדם מישראל אתן רק את אתם הניצבים היום היום לאוב רחוב הבריס the Nitziv says today you're all gathered together and you're all being looked upon right? לאוב רחוב הבריס Abraham of Greece. But whatever, as it were, the status of the Jewish people is being determined, what their status is vis-a-vis their creator, what their status is vis-a-vis one another, etc., this is also going to be the same methodology. Says Netziv, he says, this happens every Rosh Hashanah. This happens every Rosh Hashanah. Today, Hayom, says Netziv, because it's Abraham of Greece. But this is the way it always works. Whenever there is, using the terminology of the Rambam, whenever Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being shokel, he's weighing, as it were, the status, the merits, the demerits, heaven forfend, etc., of the Jewish people. This is the way it's done. And how is it done? Roshechem, Shivtechem, right? Etc. Zitnechem, Shotrichem, Kolish Israel, Mechotei Bitzecha, right, Ashon Mimecha. Every person stands according to his unique position. And the expectation of each person is not the same. People have different nature, people have different nurture, people, as it were, find themselves in different situations in life. The Zkenim are nidon one way, the Rosh HaShvatim are nidon another way. It's a fascinating thing. Not everybody is nidon the same way. And, says the Nitziv, this is true every Rosh Hashanah. And as David pointed out, when we were learning this together, right, the fact is that Chazal tell us in Sefer Iyov, he didn't necessarily mention Sefer Iyov in this context, but what he called, but he said that he knew that was the Pshat. And when he said Hayom, it's a reference to what he called to Rosh Hashanah. And that's, we know, in the beginning of Sefer Iyov, when all the Malachim gather around to receive the marching instructions from the Creator, and it says, Vahi Hayom, and the day came. What's Hayom? It's the Targum, Yom Din Rabbah, Rosh Hashanah. The day of what he called Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment. Says in its seal, an important and fascinating idea that just as the entrance of Bris requires a unique look at every individual, Drushim, Shvatim, yes, Kanim, regular people, etc., it's not the same. It's not the same for each person. Nature, nurture, status, station in Klal Yisrael bears, as it were, a different look, generates a different look at that person. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. He brings a raya from the pasuk in Amos, where it talks about al shlosha pishe Yehuda va'arba'a lo ashivenu, talking about how Shevet Yehuda and then the rest of Israel are, as it were, are indicted in different fashions. Shlosha pishi Yisrael, Shlosha pishi Yehuda, first it says, V'arba'a lo ashivenu, al ba'asam es Torah Hashem, v'chukav lo shamaru. That's what it says to Yehuda. They were mois, as it were, in Torah Hashem. But pishi Yisrael, it says, V'arba'a lo ashivenu, also there in Amos. Al nichram bekesef tzadik. They sold the tzadik, which Chazal says in reference to the sale of Yosef. The Nitziv says, he says, because, as he's pointed out in other places, in Chumash, in Sigmarashis, and other places, that the forte of Yehuda was in Limud Torah, in leading the Jewish people in Torah, etc. And therefore, the indictment of the Jewish people for falling off, I should say for Shevet Yehuda, for falling off the path that is meant to be, as it were, their place of excellence, is Almah Samas HaTorah, their Mois HaTorah. When it comes to the Jewish people, it's Al-Michram HaKesef Tzadik. Chesed. And this again, this is a Yisod that the Nitziv uses in other places, that the vast majority of the Jewish people weren't necessarily as steeped in Torah. That doesn't mean they were sitting and surfing the net all day, or playing sheshbesh, yeah, backgammon, etc. That's not what they were doing. But the fact is that they were not as steeped in Torah as Shevet Yehuda was. Therefore, they had was excellence in Chesed, and therefore the indictment is based upon a deterioration of their attachment to Chesed. That's what Nitziv talks about. And since this is something which is not only true L'Avruch L'Avris, but Nitziv points out that this is true to Rosh Hashanah, and as Rabban pointed out, the very word, and Tzitzvayim Hayom, also speaks, Double Entendre, it also speaks to Rosh Hashanah itself, that's Hayom. So we have a fascinating entry into the world of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, the way He looks upon us, yeah, on Rosh Hashanah, each person according to nature, nurture, status, station, I should say, in Klal Yisrael. A. Next, the Shem Yishmuel. Says a fascinating thing. He says, he brings to the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll just read the Mishnah. It says that in regard to Rosh Hashanah, we know that there are different points in the year. Different points of view when the Jewish people are judged. Tvua, the grain, is judged at Pesach time. Shavuos, Peros HaElan, excuse me, Sukkot on Mayim. Rosh Hashanah, it says, Kol Bo'ei Olam Ovrim L'Fanav Kivnei Moron.
all of the world passes before,
yeah, before the Rav Hashem, Kivnei Maron. Kivnei Maron, Hayotze Yachad Libam Hamidin El Kol Ma'asehem. Says the Shem Yishmuel. He says, the Gemara, in interpreting the phrase, Kol Ba'elam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Maron, chooses three motifs. It chooses the motif of the sheep, the one we're familiar with, from Adavni, Kivakaraso, Edro, Mavir Sono, etc. Sheep before the shepherd, passing into the corral. Flock of sheep. There's another motif, which is that of Malos Beis Moron, or Malos Beis Choron, which talks about the narrow mountain path. And this narrow mountain path is for only one person at a time. And then finally, the Gemara says, Ki chayolos beis David, like the soldiers in David HaMelech's army. So says the Shem Shmuel, what are the three motifs teaching us? He says, because Hashem judges a person according to three aspects of his avodas Hashem. Three major divisions. Obviously, Hashem judges a person in everything, but there are three unique, special, broad stroke categories in which a person is judged. He says the first one is the motif of the sheep. Chazal say, the Midrash says, that Klal Yisrael, just like the sheep, have a lev echad. They have a heart, a united heart. In other words, they travel as a flock. They follow the shepherd and this call to bring them to greener pastures, to tranquil waters, etc. They all follow as a flock together. He says that's one motif. And just as the Medrash says, just as the sheep have laid echad, so too Klal Yisrael have laid echad l'aviyim shavah shamayim. The idea being that the lave, we're talking about the heart, we're talking about how much heart does a person put into his avodas Hashem. How much heart. Lave echad l'aviyim shavah shamayim. Lave echad l'aviyim shavah shamayim. So that's the motif. That's the motif of the sheep, the heart. Malos beis choron, yeah, beis moron, whatever. The narrow mountain path. He says, there only one person passes at a time. He says, that's the world of the intellect. Thought. How much thought has a person put into his avodas Hashem? How much feeling, heart, that's the motif of the sheep. Lev echad l'avim shem shemayim, just the sheep have a lev echad as they travel in a flock from place to place, from pasture to pasture. So to also now, there's another aspect. There's the aspect of how much thought, how much intellect. We're not talking about being a genius. We're talking about how much seichel have I put into. Everybody has a certain amount of seichel. What amount of seichel have I put into my avodas Hashem? How much thought have I put into my avodas Hashem? So that's the second motif. There, each person is alone. The narrow mountain path. It's Marlowe's base home. No two people think about something the same way. No two people, as it were, comprehend something the same way. I mean, just think of it, in shul, all together, everybody can say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yiloch, Nolom Vued. Hashem Elokim, right? And all these things, right? Right? And all these things, a person has the ability to join together with his brother. But in terms of thought, you can't all shout out what we're thinking at the same time. What cacophony? Right? It's not possible. Each person stands alone. Malos beis choron. And finally, he says, Kechayolos beis David, in that how much kishas hayetzer, just as the men in David's army, right? Symbols of strength, but we know the eager strength, the eager gvura is as wagibor, hakovish is yitzro. How much, as it were, do we cause our yitzhara to succumb to what, the way we want to conduct our lives? How much? Those are the three areas. Emotion, feeling, thought, emotion, heart, how much heart do I put into it? How much thought, and how much krishas hayetzer, how much subjugation of my yetzer hara am I involved in? Okay.
further. Next. As we said before, the Mishnah says that Kol Ba'elam, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ba'elam, Rim Tanav Kivnei Maron. Kivnei Maron, the Kulam, right, as it says, Ayotze Yachad Imbam, Amevino Kol Ma'aseyem. Brings a pasuk, because Baruch Hu created, right, all of our hearts together. Hashem understands, he knows, he is attached, right, to each action of a person, to every single action of a person, to everything that happens to the person. Hashgacha, in terms of who is this person, right? And the Gemara says, "Kulam b'skira achas," and he sees them all at one time. So this is a fascinating thing. After all, it says, "Kol ba'olam uvim lefnav kivnei maron." The entire, right, all creation passes before the Boreolam on Rosh Hashanah. Because why? Because the entire creation hinges on how man deals with it. A fascinating, fascinating thing. Whole creation depends on how man, just as the Sfasemis, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu brought, yeah, the animals to Adam to receive names. And there in the pasuk it says, Liros, to see what name he would call them. Vayikralo. Hashem has to see what name Adam is going to give to the animals. First, why did man have to give names to the animals anyway? But why was it for Hashem to see? Hashem seeing means that is the way that these animals of the world will evolve. I don't mean that evolution, how their job description will be fulfilled in the world. Because man is leading them. They all pass before the Rosh Shalom. Yeah. Kol Ba'olam, everything in creation passes before. And yet, it's all through Adam. Adam is created, you know, on Rosh Hashanah. That's the birthday of Adam. Rosh Hashanah. Everything is passing before, and based upon the din of Adam, who is determined how the entire Bria is going to be, how it's going to conduct itself, etc. Man either causes the entire Bria to rise, or God forbid the entire Bria to fall, as we the Pesach Shem speaks about in great length. That he had the rocks underneath Yaakovinu's head as he slept in the Makom HaMikdash. They all gathered together, right, in order to serve the Tzaddik. It's all there. The whole Bria is there. For what will man do with it? And nonetheless, says the Sfasemes, as we say, Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. Chok Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov. On the one hand, it's a Chag. But an incredible celebration of the greatness of man. Man is the linchpin that holds together the entire Bria. But it has to be the keseh. It has to be hidden. Hidden in that as man has to hide his God. On the contrary, the trick, the secret to man's greatness is his humility before his Creator. Secret. Ketzel Yom Chagin. Ketzel Yom Chagin. Just as Adam and Rishon is the pinnacle of the rule that was created by Solomon Moros, so too Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, because they're the ones who picked up the baton from Adam and Rishon. Adam and Rishon is the pinnacle of the Bria, but we know Adam sinned. And then, what will be now? Who will pick up the baton? It wasn't Kain Rehevel. It wasn't Dor Shemenosh. It wasn't Dor Palaga. It wasn't Dor Amabel. Yeah? Sorry for the reverse of the order. Finally, it was somebody called Avram Avinu during Dor Palaga who picked up the baton. And he passed it on to his son Yitzchak, who passed it on to his Yandakov, who passed it on to the Shvatim. At Maimer Harsinai, there was another opportunity for the rest of the nation, which is the word, to join up, but they refused. It wasn't part of their national identity as far as they felt. How can we, as it were, live in a world where it says, "Lo sirtach"? My anger is brimming inside of me because someone said that the Celtics choked in the last game. I can't break a bottle of gin and decorate his face. How can I really call live in a world where it says, "Lo sinach"? Right, what do you want me to die of neuritis?
signal, sigzol, I shouldn't steal, but it's paltashchis. So Klal Yisrael, they become the ones who pick up the baton. They pick up the baton. And so too, just as Adam was created, so Stan Noto, or Klal Yisrael is also being needled, they're being judged. And what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Himul Fanai Malchios. We coronate the Rabbono Shalom, he is the Melech. Zichronos. We recognize his incredible, intense, fine-tuned, total hashgacha. He recognizes everything that we do and everything that happens to us emanates from him. He's totally attached to our souls and our unique souls. And Bameh says, the Fasem is a shofar. All of these can be accomplished, but it has to be the shofar, the way the Torah defines it, through the methodology of the Torah. Through the methodology of the Torah. That is how. Yeah, the shofar, with all the significance of the Torah, that's not a topic at the moment. Yeah? But it's through the pathways of the Torah that one accomplishes Malchios and Zichronos. This is all Rosh Hashanah. This is all Rosh Hashanah. The Tziv, Shem Shmuel, Sfasemis. Think word Sfasemis in Eber Rosh Hashanah. Shekol Abriya Mekabel Chilus Mechadosh. Where the entire world is receiving new life. L'chein Misasvim Kulam Ela Adam. The whole Bria, all of creation, gathers together around Adam. Shushufa the Kula. He is the greatest. He's the apex of all of creation. Just like Adam Arishon, giving names to everything. Leros, as Hashem says, Leros, to see, Hashem will see how the Bria behave according to the beat of Adam. So too, on Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael, who've picked up the baton, all of the Bria is Misasef, Sviv, Klal Yisrael, the Adam Tzarif Lizbatel El Abore, his Barach. And our job description, in order to lead the entire world, is what? Is to submit, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Malchios, Zichonos, and Shofros defined for us. V'zeu perish b'kese, tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kese liyom chageinu. In other words, it's a chag, they're all gathered around us, right? It's a time of supreme gadlus of Klal Yisrael. But the only way we can experience it is b'kese. We have to hide that. We don't focus on the godless. We focus on our submission before the Creator. It's like the re-experiencing creation. Everything is done through the Torah. That's the way. That is the way. Yeah, Malchios, that you should recognize me as the king, as your king. Zichronos, she'alo zichronechem lefanai letova. When you realize that my hashgacha is so total and complete upon you, to your innermost thoughts. Right? Amevino kol ma'asehem. Innermost thoughts. Total hashgacha, total providence. Ubameh shofar, klomar says as fasems, she nasa kol atikunin biyomazeh al piyat Torah. The shofar, again, we're not going to go into discuss in that, but the shofar is the mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the way that we accomplish these things. Not through any avenues that we concoct on our own, through the avenue of the Torah itself. And as he concludes in this fasems from Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Tashrek Mem Aleph, I'm sorry. He says, in the emes beniso ikar kol, we are the ikar. Tzvichon lachasos kocham bayomazeh. Haideze atzvon is korim latova umizbarachim kulam. Kaiser is remembered latova and the entire world receives bracha via the conduit of bracha. Rosh Hashanah. Atem mitzavim hayom. Now let's go on to the next. Right, the next topic. Next topic, which will be, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos lo niflesi. A mitzvah hazos. It's not separate from us. Etc. We'll see in just a moment. Next. If we've spoken till now of some of the specificity of the din and the grandeur of the din of Rosh Hashanah in terms of what the Sfas Emes taught us, that it's Right? The whole Bria is, as it were, is being, it's Hashgachah is being funneled through us, and on the other hand, we have to be in a state of Bekesa Yom Chagenu, submission, right? Humbling ourselves before the Creator, who is our Melech, who is totally Mashgiach upon us, and the fashion in which we will do this is the Derech HaTorah. Come next to, in Perek Lamed, in Nitzavim. Once again, it's Hayom. Hayom. So I think there's an important point over here. Right? Just as we said before, the Hayom has got a double meaning, both to the day of being over the bris, and also Hayom, reference to Rosh Hashanah Bechlal, yeah, in every generation. This mitzvah is not separate from you, niflais, beyond you, not distant from you, neither is it in the heavens, lemor, that is to say, who's going to rise up to the heavens to bring it down for us so that we can hear it, we can understand it, we can follow through on it, we can fulfill it, and it's not on the other side of the ocean, that is to say, who will cross the seas for us to bring it back to us, they can bring it back to us so we can hear it once again, we can understand it and do it. Right, those two psukim, from Pasuk Yud Aleph through in, including Pasuk Yud Dalet. Fine. I think it has import, not just in terms of the text and the parsha, but I think it's also part of the way that we recognize who we are on Rosh Hashanah, what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. There are two main approaches to what this pasuk, or psukim, a mitzvah, those, what is it referring to? Rashi's approach is referring to Torah. The Ramban's approach is referring to tshuva. We won't get into the discussion of the Ramban, how it would prove it's referring to tshuva, etc. The Makoros and Chazal for both of these things. First, the Medrash says, "Ki mitzvah zos halacha adam miYisrael shaomid likros b'Torah." A person is going to read in the Torah. Ketzad mevorech tachshanu chachamim. How does a person make a bracha? Poseach v'chosim b'Torah. A person makes a bracha before asher bracha vanim mikol ha'amim, and then after the Torah he makes a bracha asher not alone Torah semes v'chayi olam natab b'sochenu. The beginning, and then afterwards, the Makor says the Medrash. Makor, how do we know that you make a bracha beforehand? Because it says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Achakach, Pasuk and Tehillim, Lamdeni Chukecha, Harei Bracha Lefaneh, Aminayin, Leshitua Bracha Lacharea, Om Rashmul Vanachman Mishem Rav Yonason, Shekosov Achar Ashira Azos, after next week's Parsha Hazinu. Right? The Kislachem is Hashira Azos. Shira Azos, Hazinu, the Shira Azos is referring to the Torah Kula. What's the next, what's the epilogue on that, the next Parsha? The Zos HaBracha. Zos HaBracha, the Bracha after, yeah, the description of the Torah as the Shira. So fine. Sasemis says, Sasemis in Yisavim, Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel, with Medrash Ki HaMitzvah Azos, Birchas HaTorah Lefanev Lachareh, Ki, chsiv, right? V'ne'elma me'inei kol chai. The pasuk, the medrash that I just quoted, I didn't cite the whole medrash, it brings a pasuk in Eov, that the Torah is hidden. It's hidden away. It's not available to everybody. It's not available to everybody. We'll have to expand for just a moment. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah, so the Malachim didn't want him to receive it. They said, how can you give this to a basar dam, yilud isha, to a person, flesh and blood? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Gemara cited in Shabbos, this conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe achzeh lehem tshuva. Give them a retort, reply to them, answer their claims. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm afraid, shami yisrafuni behevel pihem, I'm afraid that perhaps they'll burn me up with the hevel pihem, with the breath from their mouth. In other words, the malachim live in a rarefied world of truth. Anything that comes out, their dibur, yeah, yishlach devoro, the yamsei, the malachim are expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu's dibur. Their dibur will burn me up. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, fear not, achez, achol, the kisei kvodi, hold on to my kisei kvod, achzeh lehem tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu begins to ask, and he interrogates them, tell me something, have you been down to Mitzrayim? You have a desire to worship idols, God forbid. Is there strife amongst you? Is there desire amongst you? Do you have parents to honor? The Malachim have no answer to any of this, because they don't. The upshot is that the Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Torah Lamalachim. What are you going to do with the Torah? You know, the Malachim are familiar with the Torah as being the blazing light that it is. and endless light. And the light only increases, as it were, in terms of its brilliance. But they're not familiar with the Torah as having the capacity to bring the light to a place of darkness. They don't have that. Because there is no darkness where they are. Everything is pure, everything is clear, everything is illuminated. Only we have the ability to use the Torah to bring it. Yeah. Bring light to a place of darkness. It's Ne'alma, it's hidden. It's hidden from them. So the Semeth. Ne'alma menik b'chayim, rak b'nei Yisrael, nitan lehem hakoach v'rashus, v'tivcha uvelvavcha la'asoso. The Jewish people have the ability, as it were, to bring the Torah to fruition in the world of darkness and to create light from it. How? Through their mouth and through their hearts. Remember, this is going on the Derech of Rashi that is being discussed over here. Mitzvah Azos is talking about Torah, based upon the Medrash as well. The Medrash says it's talking about Torah. The Torah Adam Lahachin Atzma Mikodem Dvar Mitzvah Torah Idea Bracha Shem is Bonein. The whole purpose of the bracha, the whole essence of the bracha, is to cause us to think, why am I doing this act? Because Hashem, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav. Kodesh Baruch Hu was sanctified as He is the one who mitzvah us with this. V'shezikeh Osanu Liyos Dveikim Bo V'soraso. It's meant to awaken inside of us through the bracha. V'yidei Arotzon Yuchlo Orer Liptoach Pesach Liyizkari V'la Mitzvah Kanal. And through the bracha that opens it up. B'ficha. It's close to us, to our peh. V'zeh ha-bracha sh'mikodem. U'peri sh'lo niflesi, right? Sh'lo yala al-da'at ha'adam sh'yesh al-hasig klal b'toras Hashem. Lo niflesi, don't think it's beyond you. Remember who gave it to you? That opens up the aperture. You can connect to it. It becomes yours. Ah, v'lo rechoka hi, the Pasuk also says, it's not distant from you. Sh'yuchol hi-shayer etzlo. Don't think that the minute is a word that you fulfilled the mitzvah, and now it's left you. It leaves no impact. Not true. He'orat ha-Torah u'mitzvos la'olam. The He'orah remains with you. V'zeh ha-bracha sh'achareah. As the nusach ha-bracha, an birchas ha-Torah, when an aliyah. Hashem asal na'ol Torah semes v'chai ye'olam notab v'sochin, it's implanted inside of us. V'yos nishar etzlo he'orah. V'zeh b'ficha lis'orer al yedei ha-dibur she'ya'ikir b'avoras Hashem's bracha lis'orer divrei Torah, as we said, b'fiyem. U'bilvavcha lis'os nishma b'leiv ma she'hevin v'hisik. Was a cause of Hishamun Chapentishkach, Asheroi Necha. The lathe. So this day, right? This day. Kiamitzazos Hashanochim Mitzavcha Hayom. We have to remember our intrinsic connection to Torah, the methodology, the pathway of Torah that we're connected to. We have to remember it, we have to remember it. How do we do it? The Fichol Lavcha. Don't worry. Through your path. Through thinking about what you're about to do, you have the ability to open the aperture of connection to the Torah, and Jitzat Sheni, it will remain in your heart. Why? Because it's intrinsically, it's part of you. It's part of you. It won't leave you. It won't leave you. Chai Olam, not from Besochenu. Now let's look at the other Hesber in this Pasuk. Ke Mitzvah Zos. Ramban says it's referring to Tshuva. The Fichu Levavcha, Ramban says, Tshuva, picha, through your path, vidui. Ubilvavcha, the effect upon your heart, the change in your heart. Says the Ramban, v'zeh tam beficha ubilvavcha la'asosa shizvadu et havona mishavona vosem befiem, v'yeshuva believer al Hashem. The effect of tshuva transpires within the heart, the methodology is through the process of vidui. It's all hayom. It's all Rosh Hashanah. It's true, Rosh Hashanah, there is no vidui. There is no vidui. That's true. There is no vidui. There's a reason for that also. I heard me, Rabbi Vamori, he has a tzaddik v'kodesh l'bracha, Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rosh Hashanah, the question is not cleansing oneself. The question is, who am I? You know, there are three books open on Rosh Hashanah. There's the book of the Tzaddikim, the book of the Chas, the Chalil, the Rishayim, and then the book of the Beinonim. who are we? That is the question. Who do we see ourselves, or whom do we want to be, perhaps? On Rosh Hashanah, the person enters into the world of examination. Mamlech Hashem, Malchios, Zechonos, House of Shofar, as we spoke before. I have to, as it were, reevaluate. Who I want to be. In which book do I want to be? Hashem wants me to book in the Tzaddikim when we're all born, that Mashbiyas, that we should be a Tzaddik, and not a Rasha. We should be a Tzaddik and not a Rasha because that's what Hashem wants for His creation. He wants it to be a creation of Tzaddikim. It's not just that He just wants to do mitzvahs, not do aveiras. He wants us to be in the book of Tzaddikim. That's the type of person we are. That's the type of people we are. That's the type of world that He wants. This requires reevaluation. The methodology that we saw in the Medrash is explained by Sasemis in the context of Rashi. We have to reevaluate our connection to Torah. We have to reevaluate our connection to Torah. How close it is, b'fichol v'avchol asoso. We also have to, as it were, recognize and come to grips with how close tshuva is to us. A Rosh Hashanah is not a time for vidur, it is a time of charata. After all, the Rambam mentions, he says, the remez of Tia Shofar is Ur Yishem Yishinatzchem, awake, arise, awaken from your slumber, from your comatose state, from your spiritually comatose state. Awaken, awaken, awaken. That's charata. I mean, that's the lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says, "Avu vishet kiyah shofar in per gimel hilchas tshuva." The halacha daf vishet kiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah xeres akosam remez yesh bo. Klomar ur yishenim eshin aschem nedavim yakitzim etadim aschem vechitzu vaasechem vechidur tshuva vezichu bar achem ilo shokachim es emes lahavli asman veshogim kol shlasa behevel v'rik. The Torah is meant to awaken us, even if it's xeres akosam to blow the shofar. But there's remez inside of it. Awaken those who are sleeping. Arise, all those, who are in slumber. Chipsu ma'aseichem, search your actions. Chizu b'tshuva, return in tshuva. V'zichu barachem, and remember your creator. Ela shokhim es ha'em, as those who forget the truth. V'havle yasman, in the emptiness of the mundane things that preoccupy our hearts, our minds, our actions. V'shogim kol shnasam v'hevel v'rik. They involve themselves in vapor, in emptiness. Neither Aden nor Sadim. Habitul Ashrosechem, gaze upon your souls, think about your souls, care for them, Vativo Darchechem, improve your ways, Malechem Yazov, Kol Echad Mikem Dark Wara, Machshav Tashir Lo Tova. Lefichach, as Moshe pointed out, the Rambam says, Sorek Kol Odom Shira Atzmo, Kol Shona Kula Kilu Chetzu Zakai, Chetzu Chai, Vechino Olam, Chetzu Zakai, Vechetzu Chai. A person sees himself, a person should see himself, therefore, because of this. Therefore, because of this. Because of this, because of the shofar, because of the remnant of the shofar, wake up, huh? What does that have to do? Therefore, because of this. A person should see himself all the time as being on the scales. And the entire world is being on the scales. He does one mitzvah, he has the capacity, as it were, to transform the entire world into a place of that's mutzdak. That is called, it's in the category of tzaddikim. And if there's one aveira, God forbid, you can tilt it in the other direction. What does one have to do in the other? Says Rav Moshe, because that's precisely the point that Rambam is trying to bring out over here. This entire paragraph talks about the sefer of the tzaddikim, the sefer of the rishayim, the sefer of the yonim. It's not talking about, per se, any particular mitzvah or aveira the person needs to rectify, etc. The question is, who am I? Who am I? And on Rosh Hashanah, the question is, who am I? And my aspiration has to be is that I should be the type of person that generates for myself and for the entire world a tilting of the scale in the favor of tzidkus. That's the person I want to be. That's who I want to be. That's who I am. So that's precisely the point. That's precisely the point. And Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, I have to figure out who I want to be. Who am I trying to be? What is my aspiration? Which book do I want to be? And that's the remez of the shofar. There's no vidui, but there is charata. Because if there's no charata, then surely I'm not declaring that I want to be the sort of person that Hashem created me to be in the book of the Tzaddikim. So on Rosh Hashanah, we have to reaffirm our and reevaluate our connection to Torah, how close it is. As Ramban teaches us, v'hichu lavcha asoso. We have to reaffirm in the world of tshuva how close we are. It's being able to do tshuva, v'hichu lavcha asoso. And based on that reevaluation of our connection to Torah and the availability of tshuva to us, then we hear the call of the shofar. We engage in malchios, zechoros, and shofos. We recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu as the king, our king, and that he's totally involved in every event that happens to us, and totally involved in every thought that pulses through our mind and everything that we do. His hashgacha is complete. He's attached to us, and we are attached to him. And based upon that, we draw the conclusion, who am I? Who do I want to be? It's not a game. It's not pretend. It's for real. Person is Nidon Rosh Hashanah Basher Husham. Who he really is. Who he really wants to be. I would say one final thing from Sasemis, also in Nitzavim, Tafresh Lamed Hay. He says as follows, on the Psukim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Ki HaKlal Yisrael Olam Omdim L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is always before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Klal is always there. V'avoda Rak L'chol Prat L'vatel Atzmo El HaKlal. Just as we said before, B'Kesliyom Chayinu, we have to humble ourselves, and that would relieve the entire world. We have to realize that this is not just my job, my mitzvos, my Torah, my Hashem, close to me, and everybody else I could care less for. The Klal Yisrael, stands always before the Baruch Shalom. And that's why tshuva is always available to us. That's another thing we have to keep in mind. B'fichu l'vavchu l'asoso, right? As Ramban taught us, vidui, the heart. Why is it available to us? So incredibly available to us. So says this Fasemis. Mitzad ze yichulim kol rishoyim lachzor b'tshuva ki achet rak b'mikre. She nifrash mekhalas Yisrael. Kha Yisrael is always before the Rabbanu Shalom. And the chet is only mikre. It's only chance. It's not his essence. Why? Because he's a member of Kha Yisrael. The essence of Kha Yisrael is always to be attached to Hashem. As he cites the Medrash on the Pasuk, Fasemis, and again, in here in our parsha, Tafresh Lamed Hey, cites the Medrash on the Pasuk, Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Morashar Kehilas Yaakov. So Chazal say, Altikr Morashar Ela Yerusha. Yerusha Yedisya, it's an inheritance of the Jewish people, of Olam, forever. It's a Yerusha that never stops. Mashal, says the Medrash, Leben Malachim, Shenishba, Kishukatan, like a child who was taken to captivity when he was a youth. Lamedina Seyam, he's carried away to a faraway land. Even for many years, you know, Bosh, he's not embarrassed to return home. I mean, Bosh in terms of sins, perhaps, but he knows that he can always return home. Why? Because Omer Yerusha Havosai and Chozer. I am returning precisely there to home. I'm returning home. But it's only available to a person who realizes that it's home by virtue of the fact that the Klal never left. Yisrael is always close. So, Rosh Hashanah, we stand uniquely before Hashem, as the Netziv taught us. Hashem weighs every aspect of our actions, as Hashem Shmuel taught us. We have to know of our true connection to Torah, as the Sfas Emes explained to us, based upon Rashi's understanding of Loki, HaMitzvazos Asher Anochim Mitzadcha Yom Lo Niflesi, as referring to the Torah. We have to know the availability of Tshuva, as the Ramban taught us. That this pasuk is talking about tshuva, and tshuva is close to us. By virtue of what? By virtue of the koach of the pen, vidui, and as it were, causing that to find its way, to ensconce itself in our hearts. B'fichu b'vavcha, la so.
We have to know we have the ability to do that because we're connected to the Klal. We must never sever ourselves from Klal Yisrael as a whole. From the true, what do you call the true Klal Yisrael is always attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never must sever ourselves from the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael of Torah and Mitzvah. Klal Yisrael is attached. Klal Yisrael is always attached. And that's why we can always go home. And then finally, the real question on Rosh Hashanah is, even though it's not a time of vidui, but it is a time of deep thought. Who am I? As I go through Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars, as I listen to the Shofar, and I know all these things are taking place and transpiring, as I declare Kadosh Baruch Hu as my King, as I recognize and realize His incredible, the intensity of His divine providence, as I know that the only pathway to be able to do these things, to declare these things, is only by way of the Torah, the Shofar, as Hashem has taught us. But the real question is, the Sfarim are open. Shoshes Sfarim Nitochim on Rosh Hashanah. Who am I? Shem Yazor, that we should ask ourselves this question and conclude the proper conclusions. We should zocha to exceed the Chzirah Tova, us and all of Klal Yisrael.